Once again, we want to give our phone numbers out. Speaking of
first day with your new tongue,
essential oils. My first day with my new day.
Your new
it's
day.
My first day there with my go. New day. Here we go. So anyhow, Karen, give us some information that we need to know so people can make those phone calls.
Yes, that information you need to know is
I mean the $500 matching funds first. You need to mention that.
Well, okay, you didn't say that.
Well, that's important information.
But you did now.
That is.
Yes, we are doing a $500 matching funds challenge, and that was through David and Cynthia, who live in Palm City and who are big supporters of the station. So, matching funds. Every dollar you give, they'll match it dollar for dollar.
Yes, and we have phones.
Yes, we do have
we
phones.
We do, yeah.
And those phones
sitting here looking.
I was getting there. Yeah. It was like I wasn't doing it fast enough.
Come on.
I wake up in the morning, I expect things to be moving. Like, you know, I
can't imagine what it's like in your house. You know?
Well, it's
when
very,
you get up, it's like out of the way.
It's very quiet. Right. No one's up. I get up before everybody.
Yeah, and then like a whirlwind, you probably...
Well, yeah, but I'm out the door, and so, you know, the coffee's made, everything's ready to go, and I'm out, and like, hallelujah, I sure hope this car's on go.
Yeah, so that phone number is 888-221-8990.
888-221-8990. Now, you started to say something, but... I have not heard anybody say anything about cats.
Well,
do you realize we have gone 4 days without a cat story, which is surprising to me.
And now, how did you know I was getting ready to give you a cat story?
See, I'm not surprised because someone made mention of the fact, aren't you the one? Didn't somebody ask that question?
Yes, somebody called the other day.
Aren't you the cat lady?
Yes. No, she said, don't you have a cat?
Oh, don't you have a cat? Yeah. Is there a difference between being
is.
A...
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, cat lady in quotes sort of has some negative connotations.
Well,
right?
Only if you put it there.
Yeah, only if you put it there, right.
Just depends on where your mind goes.
Yeah, okay, well,
we're in the kingdom
lot,
here, so...
Then, doesn't it? Yeah.
But yes, I just happen to have a cat story.
You do? Okay.
Fresh from this morning.
Fresh.
So
I don't think Trevor's going to mind because we're going to take his program. We need to this morning to get some funds raised.
Yeah.
So, you know, every morning when I get up, we just open the slider door, let the cats out. That's what they're ready to go out on the porch, on the patio, look around, see what was happening overnight. And
the cats are like watch cats?
Yeah, they're just out looking to see if there any bobcats are passing by or anything. So they're out on the patio, you know, screened in and everything. So, you know, I'm just having my tea, doing whatever. So usually just before I go, they'll come in. So then I'll feed them and stuff. So running around, getting all ready to go. And I, you know, start calling them in. So Eddie comes running in right away. And then I didn't see Bella anywhere. So, you know, it was a little nippy.
Are these brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In the cat world, they call them litter mates.
Siblings. I'm thinking about a litter box. I guess I shouldn't think about that. I mean, litter.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so, you know, it was a little bit chilly this morning. So Eddie came running in, and then Bella was not there. So usually they're like, they do the same exact thing together all the time.
Mm.
And I didn't see her. So, you know, I'm out there. Looking at, you know, moving chairs around and stuff. Because, you know, if you make a sudden move with them, they just freak out.
Disappear.
Yeah. And anyway, I didn't find her out there. So then I just, you know, went and got in the shower, came back out looking for her out there again. She's not out there. And I'm like, come on, I got to go, And even to now, I didn't see her. So I don't know if she's outside because I had to lock the door.
Oh, my.
So I hope she's not out there. But I moved all the chairs out of the way and stuff. But, you know, but they can hide pretty good.
It's amazing the small spaces they can put themselves
in. Yeah, and she's tiny anyway.
Yeah.
She goes under the, you know, I have a slipcover sofa.
Uh-huh.
So she'll go behind there. And she's so thin that you can't even tell that it's, that anyone's behind there. She can't quite fit under the sofa, but...
But she can get behind.
Right, yeah. Under those covers. So anyway, I hope she's in the house. So that was my cat story.
That's
for
your
this
cat.
Morning.
That's a cat story, yeah. And you're sticking to it. And so, yeah. It, you know, everyone should be mindful of the lost cat today. So
She wouldn't be out anywhere, though, because we have that screened-in porch.
Oh, I see. So it would keep
she's
her
She's not
right
really
there.
Totally outside, then.
No.
She's inside somewhere.
That's, but she'd be cool. A little chilly, though, out there.
Well, she's got fur on her. I mean, come on.
Yeah, so she'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
I know. I remember somebody telling me one time about the cats being cold, and then they're like, duh, God gave them fur.
Yeah.
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 And then they tuck all up into themselves.
They keep their body heat.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's okay.
No doubt.
So we have a donation here, a pledge, actually. This is from Sheila in Boca. Make it a one-time pledge of $50. And Sheila says, Merry Christmas.
Isn't that awesome?
Well, Merry Christmas
to you. Really awesome. Thank you.
I'm so glad that Sheila called in, because that means we no longer have $500 in matching funds. I think everybody's been listening to us banter this morning. Yeah. And so
I was wondering if Dave has white socks on today.
You know what?
He does.
I do.
Because I saw your white sneakers.
What is that?
Check
you
this
weren't,
out.
You weren't here for the white socks.
No, I missed that. Well, let. Wow.
These are just any socks. They're white athletic socks. Let's get that right,
yes.
Because, you know.
White athletic, because you are very athletic.
No, I was just wondering what designates them as athletic, but.
Well, they're
to
very
imply
hard,
that he's.
They're very hard to put on, for one thing. I always get two sizes too small so I can have that workout in the morning. You know, so, you know, you get it where you can, John.
All right. Well, we're going to go to a Christmas song at this time. I believe we will. We'll see if we will. And this is a song that started this morning, but it got cut off pretty quick, and I kind of like this. Let's see if we can get it to roll here. Maybe. Maybe not. No, we're not. But this one will work. Infant holy, infant lowly. That works just fine. Give us a call.
Infant holy, infant lowly, for his bed a cattle stall. Oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the baby's Lord of all. Swift away. Thank you. Mary, sweet Mary, your heart overflows. Deep in the night, child, a babe is born. Sacred and holy, blameless and pure. Mary, sweet Mary, tonight your child is born. Mary, sweet Mary, so strong yet so frail, carried a baby sent to save the world. Wise men will seek him and find in him peace. Mary, sweet Mary, tonight your King is born. Dance, dance, heaven sing. All of the earth stood so still and so peacefully. Precious child, blessed redemption is found in his eyes. All creatures great and small, he came for all. Mary, sweet Mary, tonight your Savior's born. Mary, sweet Mary, tonight a Savior is born.
And I stepped out of the studio and came back, and it's in an uproar. Everyone is laughing. I'm not sure what I missed, but you ever stepped into a room and everyone just starts laughing and you wonder, what is wrong?
Like when you go to the nail salon.
I've never been to the nail salon.
This is what happens. You open the door to go in and every eye in that place, everybody turns to the door.
Really? Yeah.
I don't know why it is. It's the most unnerving.
Something about a nail salon.
Because you're the before picture, right? You know, before and after, your nails are all grimy and broken and stuff, and they just want to see that.
Everybody. Then they know they're going to get fixed. Both the nail techs and if they have customers, everybody, every single person, any salon you go into. Just thought I'd let you know that, though you would never experience
a little bit of
trivia.
No,
never.
I would not. No, no, I probably
maybe
wouldn't.
Maybe if Home Depot had a nail salon, you know.
Well, they do. It's called
penny
the
nails,
yeah, it's the nail aisle.
It's the hardware.
Where those bins are.
But no one ever looks at me strange there. In fact, it's hard to get anybody to even talk to me on that.
I know.
I'm looking for Monel nails, huh? What's wrong with you? So let's get the number out, and we still have $450. In matching funds, and we're just going to go on air, and God's going to provide this. We're going to trust the Lord in the next hour. We're going to clear this out, and